Well, all right. I apologize. Every single week when I interview one of these lovely artists, I apologize for turning their music down because this is so great, the song. I am in the studio here with two of the three artists who are performing at the Ones to Watch event happening at Big Fan on the 6th of November. Kia ora, Crystal.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Go
right there. You can go right there.
Is this good?
Okay, yeah.
Cool.
It's very squeaky, but there's listeners are used to us squeaking our microphones around here, don't worry.
Okay, amazing.
So, Crystal, and we just heard from Crystal with a song called Pressure, and I've also got Sam Cullen here in the studio too.
Kia ora,
Sam, how are you?
Good, thanks for having us.
This is your music now, Sam. We've run out of headphones, so just so you know, we're listening to your...
I wouldn't know if it was.
It's your song.
Good.
Oh my God, it sounds good. There's a song called Love Again from Sam Cullen. I'm just gonna give it a hot second.
Yeah.
Quite a voice you've got on there, on you, Sam.
Thank you.
So you're both here to talk about the fact that there's at least one thing that unites you, which is that you're playing at Ones to Watch. Tell us about Ones to Watch. How did this happen? You've been plucked from the, from just the mere mortals from above to play at this Ones to Watch. What is Ones to Watch?
It's a showcase that's worldwide.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, how do you feel about it? It's quite cool to be asked because it's like, I've seen a lot of artists around the world.
My favourite, like, up-and-coming artists and then, like, artists that get bigger, they have, like, started on that, like, platform. So it's
totally
cool to, like, have the opportunity and, like, kind of, be, like, recognised in the music scene.
Yeah.
Especially when, like, there are so many insanely talented, like, artists here in Auckland. Like, it's cool to be like, okay, like, show them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that's really cool.
And also appearing as Reiki Ruai, who is amazing as well. I had him play support at a tour for this amazing band from India last year, this year, can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
But he's awesome. It's going to be an amazing show.
It's crazy. I saw Messiah like a few years back live, and that was like insane.
Yeah.
Just full goosebumps.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so let me break it down a little. So, Crystal, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're originally from Pōneke?
Originally from Pōneke. I grew up just loving to sing, and then studied music at Massey, kind of taught myself production on the side, and then as soon as I finished uni, I was like, I need to get out of Wellington. I've been here my whole life. So then I moved here 3 years ago, hoping to get like a music industry job, as well as doing music on the side. That didn't work out, so then I ended up staying in hospital. Was kind of bummed out that like nothing really was like going to plan, and then I ended up writing an EP called Dead Ends, just about like things not going to plan and just like feeling like a dead end. And it like filled my life with a lot of purpose and meaning.
Cool.
And got me excited about music again. So
great.
Yeah.
And also, hot tip, just for anyone listening out there, don't get a job in the music industry. It will make you hate music.
Yeah.
I'm joking. Ah. I'm joking, 95BFM. I'm just joking. So that's brought you to here. And are you kind of playing shows and all this sort of thing around the place?
Yeah, I've been really lucky this year to, because I only started performing last year around this time with my band, but this year I've been really lucky to just like get a lot of support slots. I even opened for Sam actually at the start of the year.
Oh, yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, so that was like one of my favourite shows because like we're actually like mates outside of this. So
this is what I was going to say, because you're united, as I said, by at least one thing, but I could tell by your friendly rapport that you knew each other already.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't even know how we met. I think I went to one of your shows at 605.
Yeah.
And you were like one man band, and you were like had the guitar and then like the synth and then like the drum. And I was like, oh my God. But I think we had lots of mutuals online.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't really put my finger on the point either, but we've known each other for a long time.
But that was a moment where I was like, oh, like that's a memory I can't forget.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that seeks nicely into talking to you, Sam, about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and... Forgive me, this probably comes up in every single interview you've ever done, but you come from very far away.
I do. I'm from a faraway land. I'm from Waihopai, which is Imkargal in Southland. And I grew up there basically playing music ever since I can really remember.
Mm.
Like, music was kind of like my after-school job, playing covers gigs in the pub when I was too young to be in the pub.
Amazing.
Like, playing rugby clubs and all that sort of thing, missed after school parties and just played gigs pretty much.
Yeah.
And then studied in Wellington at the jazz school for 3 years.
Yep.
And moved up here a couple of years ago. And same with Crystal, like kind of just moved up to further the career a little bit and see what how much noise we can make up here. And it's been really cool. I love living up here. And in the last couple of years, I stepped away from doing the one-man band show to doing a full band show, which I should have done way sooner.
Yeah,
but,
so
Yeah, so it's really fun, making heaps of music, working on my debut album at the moment.
Cool.
And, yeah.
We're about to see you doing shows. That.
I've written and produced it in my bedroom, and it's being mixed at my mate Chris's house.
Rad.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, that's what they don't tell you at school, eh, is that you could just do it yourself one day.
DIY.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, radical. So, and so you both got bands, eh? Tell us about your bands.
Well, Jamie Hannah is both of our
we
drummer.
We have a shared drummer.
Yeah, so he's on double duty on the 6th. Poor boy.
Yeah. But he's like really excited about it. I was like, oh, like, do you mind? And he's like, no, it's fine.
Yeah,
and I was
okay. Yeah. But yeah, we both have bands. Mine's just Follow My Mates, and I'm sure yours is as well, Crystal.
Yeah, I've got... guitarist Josh, bassist Cass, and drummer Jamie. Cass is a new addition for this show, so I'm really excited.
That's not bass Cass from Tiny Ruins, Cass.
Ooh, no.
Different Cass.
Different Cass.
Oh, new Cass bass player in town.
Yeah.
New Cass on bass.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And tell us about your live shows, because you know, people are going to be able to find out pretty soon. But a few little hot teasers of the shows.
Crystal?
My live show. It's just like a mix of released and unreleased stuff. High energy, alt pop, electronic influence.
And yeah, you're using, sorry, I can't tell if my headphones are bung or is it happening for you? No.
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
No.
I'm just used to it.
So, you know, you're using kind of tracks and stuff like that? Or
yeah,
is it
using tracks and then got the band. And then I've also got like live auto tune, which is automated. So,
oh, wow.
Like, sometimes it's like really heavy and other things. Yeah, I just wanted it to like be a stylistic thing.
Huh. Yeah.
Because I'm really into producing and stuff and I love to like translate that live and just have like a point of difference.
Yes, well, that's kind of was wondering just based on the recordings you've done, like how do you translate it live? And it sounds like you've done a pretty kind of good hybrid.
Yeah, totally. Well, because actually when I was living in Wellington, I used to just perform by myself and I'd just have my little backing tracks because I'm not very good at playing instruments. So I just had my little backing tracks and then I'd have a little MIDI controller in front of me, which had like the reverb levels like automated, like the delay automated, the auto-tune. And so I would like control the vocal effects. And so I kind of wanted to translate that into my live show.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that's like my little angle, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam? Just a good old-fashioned rock show, is it?
Yeah, kind of. Like, there's five of us. We've got tracks as well, but it's, pretty rock and roll, pretty raucous. I kind of have to catch my breath a few times.
Yeah. I can imagine then why you'd be so relieved to have, if you've been carrying the sound of five people as a one-man band, you know?
Yeah, and like I kind of, I don't know, I used to get really, it's not that I got really sick of doing the one-man band thing, but I kind of got sick of like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube on stage. Like, as I said, like I should have done it sooner, but it's cool to have really, really good musicians to rely on as well. I'm sure Christopher is the same way. Like,
totally.
It's such a luxury and a pleasure to be able to play with such great people.
Oh, really cool. Well, I tell you what, onestowatch.com is where you'll find all the information. And you'll be rocking the house on the 6th of November. Mm-hmm. Now shifted on account of the date was shifted to the 6th of November because there was some really famous artist coming to New Zealand.
No idea.
Yeah. Anyway, it is what it is now. And the new prime date is the 6th of November. I would like to know, how can people find you on the internet?
My socials are on Instagram. It's onlywearsblack_. And then I have like a link tree in my bio, which has all of my links to my streaming platforms.
onlywearsblack_.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Sam.
Sam Cullen, @SamCullen, Sam Cullen on Instagram, spelled C-U-L-L-E-N.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Well, should we just crank this the rest of the Cold Midwinter by Sam Cullen? Oh, yeah. Sam Cullen. And say thank you very much for coming in. And if people want to, they can text in and we'll send them to your stuff too if they didn't hear us.
Appreciate it.
But all right. Well, thank you very much. And here's Sam Cullen with the Cold Midwinter.
Is burned into my blood. I'm taking it too far. I'm taking it too far.